Hey, Kerry. Mike Hammond here from Bristling Birds. Just looking to get my Hans macaws booked in to be microchipped and DNA checks. Five. Well, I don't know how far ahead you booked, but Monday, Tuesday, or Thursday mornings would be best suited. If possible. Yep, Thursday's fine. No, just a visual inspection and weighing, basically. Just to make sure they don't look like they're underweight or anything, and then yeah, DNA checks, microchip, and I'll get also a group fecal test done. So just a one fecal test for a lot. I have not. No, I used to use Brisbane Bird Vet all the time, but I have rung you up trying to work out who I'm going to go with from now on, and you guys won. Yeah. Yeah, put it under Mike Hammond. HANN for Nelly, ANT. Info at brisbanebirds.com.au. Yep. Yep. Fifty-four Lockyer Drive. Bray Park. No. No. Ooh, these guys would be a couple of years old now. Yep. Definitely weaned. Yeah. Yeah. I've looked through my records, but I think they were born probably January last year. So I think so. I'll find out the records and let you know. Yep. No, that'll be fine. Actually, just trying to think, what are we doing Thursday? Should be able to get half hour to Bray Park to Redcliffe, shouldn't it? Ooh, okay, maybe make it slightly. Well, I'm just thinking I've got a meeting on at 11:30. Going to be cutting it a bit fine, isn't it, by the time you've done five birds and I've driven back here. What about, if Monday and Tuesday aren't an option next week, what about the following week? Monday the 25th sounds great. No, 9 o'clock's fine Monday. And do you know which vet, whether it's going to be Dr. Brock or it will be Dr. Brock? Okay, cool. And for what it's worth, sounds like everyone at the Parrot Society seems to be pointing to you guys. I've sort of been holding off trying to find out who the best vet star to use for this, because I really wanted surgical fixing, but pretty much no one's doing that anymore. And and then talking to the likes of you probably know Ben Borden and Scott Hovelrod and and all those guys, they're all saying, you know, go see Vanessa. So and go from there. We actually took my wife and I actually took Vanessa's photograph for when she was doing the Brisbane bird sale many years ago, and she used it on her advert in the back magazine ages ago. So I used to be on the committee for the Parrot Society as well, so why you may have recognized my name or heard my voice before. So and one fecal test. Yep. Yeah. And that way, if we can just. And the other thing is, I've got my own microchip scanner, so I might just bring that along just to make sure that works. That's all. Yep. No, you guys can do it all. I just I've just got the scanner because I used to put leg bands on the bird so I could identify them out in the aviary sort of thing. But now that I don't put leg bands on, it's how do I identify who's who? But what my plan would be is I feed them in the mornings and I take food out at night. So basically at night time, they won't be fed at night time and I won't give it to them in the morning till afterwards. So. Yeah, cool. And obviously, you also, when you take that sample, you link it to the microchip effectively. Yep, beautiful. Yeah, awesome. Cheers. All right. Thank you. Bye.